getting the run. It, you know, that's big for us because, you know, we used a lot in the no huddle. We used it a lot, you know, when we had Le'Veon back and healthy. And now I think we've got a great complement to him and LeGarrette and even Dree Archer, getting him some different kind of runs and things. So I think it'll be a good weapon for us. We have to make sure that we utilize it because it then opens up the passing game with the play action. And when you have a good run game, you can really open up some things down the field.
And are you able to expand what you're able to do out of the no huddle running wise? Are you guys incorporating more stuff in the offseason than you were able to do last year?
Yeah, I think we'll have some different personnel groups in the no huddle. You know, in the years past, it's been kind of one, maybe two personnel groups, and now we can kind of do some different things. It helps having Will Johnson, who is kind of a fullback, tight end kind of guy, so we can move him around and do some run-pass game with him as well.
And the multi-dimension of Le'Veon being able to
catch, block, run, do it all, that's huge. And his growth already is tremendous, and I pray that he can stay healthy because he is a big asset for us.
And when you talk about different personnel groups within no huddle, are you referring to series by series, or are you contemplating changing it as you go?
Well, the only issue with changing as you go is that means the defense gets to substitute as well.
Right.
So we try not to do it. Yeah, but the nice thing is we can start a series in a certain personnel, and we can keep that personnel on the field and go no huddle. So we can try and dictate what defense comes on the field for us, so that way we can try and get us in the best play possible.
So it's almost like no huddle A, no huddle B, no huddle C.
In a way, yeah, in a way, exactly.
Ben, I know that you have new personnel, which makes the no huddle a challenge, but is the goal still to expand the menu of plays with that so you can use it more?
You know, what we've done is the menu's expanded about as far as we can do it. We put things in that we, you know, may never use, so that we can look at the whole menu during these OTAs, during training camp, and start to cut it down so that we get our best plays, because we don't want to carry a play that we may never use, because that's silly. So let's put it all in now. Let's see what we like, what we don't like, what we feel comfortable with, and then get us in, you know, a certain select menu of plays that we really like and get really good at them.